Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories.
It is an estimated 350,000 commuters with no New Jersey Transit train service. The agency's locomotive engineers are on strike. Jim Lewis is VP of the Locomotive Engineer Union. He tells our Glenn Shuck.
You know, it's something none of us also want to see. They've been prepared for it. We were afraid that this might happen, but we prepared them all to let them know that if it does happen, you know, we're going to need their support because we're trying to support them as an organization, and it shows today.
NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Kaluri.
When the strike did effect last night at 12:01, we worked very methodically to put the railroad to bed, to use the railroad language, to make sure every train car that we had safely got to its destination. Customers were let out, and the train cars were parked in yards where they're supposed to be.
Governor Murphy also spoke at that press conference this morning at the Aberdeen-Matawan station, saying a fair contract is achievable for the locomotive engineers. As for now, buses in Jersey are the way to go.
So if you're wondering how the new bus riders are managing, just know they're winging it.
I have to take this now to Journal Square, transfer to another train, and then it's going to get me at I don't know where.
That's Linda, and she hopes
that it the end of this weekend and I can get on the train Monday without an issue.
New Jersey Transit says if you need to work, consider doing it virtually. Starting Monday, they'll be adding more buses that'll mirror some train lines. But even then, they can't handle the hundreds of thousands of commuters the train typically does. So take the weekend to plan accordingly. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Secaucus Junction.
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there are no specific or credible threats to Sunday's Israel Day parade on Fifth Avenue, but the NYPD will be ready nonetheless with a robust and visible presence throughout the area, including uniformed cops and specialized divisions like the mounted and canine units.
This year's parade comes at a time of heightened tension around the world and here at home. Since the October 7th attacks, there has been a notable increase in demonstrations and deeply personal emotions on all sides of the conflict.
The Israel Day Parade will march up Fifth Avenue from 57th through 74th Street Sunday morning starting 11:30. This year's theme is The Hope, which is also the title of the Israeli national anthem, and among the marchers will be a group of Israelis formerly held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Cassie Ventura will be back on the stand today in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. The defense pressed her again yesterday to read aloud some of her explicit texts to Combs, who she had dated for about 11 years, including a few where she expressed desire to be a part of the drug-fueled group sex sessions that she previously said had left her traumatized. Combs is accused of beating Cassie and using his influence in the music industry to force her and a number of other women into sexual encounters. His attorneys have acknowledged that Combs could be violent at times, but they say all the encounters were consensual. City Councilwoman Amanda Farias is helping to cut the ribbon today on the brand new dog park at the Castle Hill Houses in the Bronx, the first one ever on NYCHA property.
We're not only getting a high-quality dog run for both small and large dogs, we're seeing turf mounds, water access, 32 dog way stations that are beautifully designed with local art by local students.
The project also includes an updated barbecue area and increased access to green space for the human residents of the Castle Hill Houses. The NYPD is on the lookout for the suspect in the mugging of a 60-year-old woman in Coney Island. Investigators say the man approached her on the night of May 7th near Mermaid Avenue and 15th Street, pepper sprayed and punched her, then scurried off with her phone and $400 in cash. If you have any information, Crime Stoppers is the number to call, 800-577-TIPS. Mayoral candidates will not have to teach for a day in public school anymore to get an endorsement from the United Federation of Teachers. Sources tell the Daily News the union scrapped that requirement under pressure from Mayor Adams. The UFT had asked candidates to spend a day in the classroom so they could get a better understanding of what a teacher and other education professionals do every day. Several candidates, including disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, had already done their day in the classroom, and two others were about to when the requirement was canceled. The Manhattan DA's office is stepping up its efforts to keep ghost guns off the streets of New York City.
Last month, Alvin Bragg wrote a letter to the manufacturers of 3D printers asking them to install technology blocking them from creating common gun parts. Today, Bragg is calling on state lawmakers to pass a bill that would make it illegal to share files with blueprints that can turn a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun. In the past 5 years, the NYPD noted a significant increase in ghost gun seizures, from 17 in 2020 to 438 last year. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Governor Hochul has announced plans to visit Seneca Nation territory to apologize on behalf of New York State for its role in the Thomas Indian School atrocities. From the 1870s through the 1950s, thousands of kids from various indigenous nations were separated from their families and forced to attend the Thomas School, then stripped of their traditional language and culture, often suffering abuse, violence, hatred, and sometimes death at the hands of school officials. Hochul says no words or actions will ever undo the pain and suffering of the Seneca people and other indigenous people across the state, but she hopes her visit to the Seneca Nation will mark a new day in their relations. The president of Seneca, J. Conrad Seneca, says his nation welcomes the visit, adding at long last he and his people will hear the words they've waited to hear for a lifetime from New York State. We're sorry.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.